Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We have the return in a half an hour of the Jackie Baseball Report, which everyone is very excited for. But now it's time for everybody's favorite portion of the everyone's favorite portion of the WIP afternoon show. It is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So Walker's like, he's pretty much turning into a toddler now. Like, he's able to run around. And he's like a terror.
How old is he now? 18 months?
He's 18 months going on 19 months. Okay. So, well,
and then after that, what's after that?
I was going to say, yeah, it's a natural progression.
Well, because
yes.
In 2 days is the birthday of 19 months. 18 months to 19 months.
Okay.
We round up in this house. That's okay. What we do. So after the top five funniest things that toddlers do, I feel like this is pretty universal for the toddlers out there.
It's been a while since I've had a toddler.
I know. The fifth funniest thing that toddlers do is they always pretend like they're in danger, but you gotta chase them. Like, I'm just chasing Walker around, and he always freaks out at the same time. He's like, gotta run to mom's leg,
yeah,
hide behind that. It's like, you're not in danger. He just likes being chased.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's his way of playing.
Yeah.
He feels like you're chasing him.
Don't get me.
You know, I do think dogs are a lot like toddlers in that,
for sure.
I'll say the same thing to Rebel. I'm going to get you. And he runs away. And I'm just like, Rebel, you live such a charmed life. I've never gotten you ever. What do you think is going to happen if I get you?
Yeah. Well, he just comes like sneaking around the bed. I'm over there and I jump over and he's like, starts running. It's phenomenal. It's the best.
I'm glad that he's running.
He's
moving around good.
He's a mover.
Okay.
It took him a year and a half to walk.
Yeah, he saved it up.
Yeah, he did. He was a slow developer, just like his dad, you know? But he got there. He's arm and crawling, and now he's walking.
He's running, walking and running.
The fourth funniest thing that toddlers do is obviously they don't know how to share yet. Not great at it. But the funniest thing is that Walker just go up if someone has a toy he wants and just takes it. And he's like, that's mine now.
Ah, it's the only child syndrome.
Well, he got that from dad.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He's in for a rude awakening when number two comes in January.
Mine.
Yeah.
Mine.
Yeah. I was going to say, our child's not good at sharing. It's like, your child not good at sharing? Ooh, wow.
Where'd you get that idea from?
All right. Is mommy allowed to drive yet still?
No.
No, you don't share a car.
Yeah, my car. My car. Well, I don't know what you want me to do.
It's my car.
That's the funniest thing in the world to me, man.
Yeah. Everyone gets all worked up about it. I don't know what you want me to do. We have one car. It's my car. I pay for it. She can't. She's not like, what do you want me to do?
I paid for it.
He always rolls that out, too.
Oh, my car. God.
I paid for it.
The I paid for it thing, I'm sure, is going to go over super well.
I know.
But listen, both of us are married.
Yes.
So saying this to, and as married couples are listening to us out there, I guarantee you he said that to Jill at some point.
Oh, I paid for
it. It's my car. I paid for it. She wants to use the car. He doesn't even want her to drive the car.
Yes.
She can use the car as long as I'm not in it.
When she drives, makes you nervous?
Yeah.
I don't disagree with him on that one. No offense, Jill. That's not a Jill issue.
Renee does not drive.
She'll drive me when I need a DD.
Yes, exactly. That's the only time she gets to drive me.
Is if Jack's having too much fun.
Right, exactly. Yes. And she always rationalizes when I say that. She's like, well, what if Walker's in the car? I'm like, yeah, I know. But like, I don't want to be in the car. You know, it's a tough situation. It's tough sledding. The third funniest thing that toddlers do. I don't know if this is just Walker. It might be all toddlers. But he hides when he's going to the bathroom. Like, Walker's a very talkative kid. Like, he's always happy.
Uh-huh.
But whenever he's quiet, he usually like in the other room, like in the corner behind the couch.
Concentrating.
Going to the bathroom. It's hilarious to me.
He's not peeing. So, we know what he's doing.
Yeah, you get the watery eyes and the red face. that's happening.
That's the funniest.
Yeah.
He's concentrating so hard, he starts tearing up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like Buzz after refried beans.
Yeah.
Well, in part. He definitely doesn't know why his body is functioning the way that it is.
Yeah, like, what the hell is
going on?
Why all of a sudden?
Right.
Yeah. What if I'm on a bus on the way to Six Flags?
Exactly.
What am I supposed to do then?
Well, he did it in the bathtub the first time the other day.
Oh, yeah. No,
he left
the
floater.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Yeah, that's a given.
Well, maybe that's the move. We just get Buzz in diapers.
That's a given. I thought you were going to say put him in a tub.
Oh, no. We could do that, too.
Yeah.
Buzz eating his refried beans in a tub.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, watch him as he gets a little older when he goes swimming.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And sometimes don't want to get out of the pool.
Yeah, for sure. Like, what's he doing in there? Why is the water warm? The second funniest thing that toddlers do is we have a problem right now with Walker. He'll just throw his food on the floor, but he just stares at me right as he's about to do it. Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? It's like, well, I'm not going to do anything about it, but please stop doing it. You know what I mean?
So I will say this. He's at an early age where he's trying to figure out, well, I get in trouble for doing
this?
Yeah, he's testing you. So by you not doing anything,
trying to figure out who's the man of the house?
Yes, he will eventually learn that he can get away with everything.
I know. And then when I try to say no, and I'm like, well, I love you, buddy. You know, like I get sad.
You know what's going to happen,
Jack? I don't want him to move away from home.
You're going to wake up one day.
I don't want him to move away from home.
You're going to wake up, and Walker's going to go, that's my car.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
yes, that's
Jack's
my car.
Jack's just going to go, but no, buddy. My car, Dad.
Yeah,
my car.
I'm gonna get out alphaed at one point by Walker.
Oh my God.
Now he's Generation Alpha. You know, we always mess around Generation X, Generation whatever.
Yeah.
Their generation is Generation Alpha, which is terrifying.
That's why you gotta start early, man.
I know.
It's harder to show the kids who the boss is if you haven't done it their entire lives.
I know. I
got that problem with my daughter.
That's right.
Kid knows who the boss is. Boss is Jill.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Mom is going to have to be the one.
Yes.
Yeah.
In that house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just boss my boys around.
That's right.
Yeah. Jada gets what she wants.
Very tough. Very tough. But the number one funniest thing that toddlers do, and this is a recent development, but he's just totally made up his own language. He points to things and he goes, Wyla. Over and over again.
What is it?
Wyla.
Wyla?
I have no idea what it means.
Is that water?
But it's anything. Like, we have pictures of, like, trucks and cement mixers and Wyla.
Yeah.
Wyla. It's just over and over again. It's unbelievable.
Did he say cement mixers?
Yeah, like, it's a picture book.
Oh.
Like, it's a picture in the picture book.
I got you.
Of a cement mixer.
I thought you meant you had, like you know, you have photos around the house or whatever.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know what it,
picture of a cement truck. I don't know.
Just on a table.
Yeah,
I'm
like, what?
Coffee
well,
table?
I got to let them know I'm a man. So I just have a cement mixer.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Like, yeah, you don't do any manly things. Like, you don't change your tire. You don't weed whack your lawn.
I have a fire.
Oh, you know how to start a fire?
I'm a firesman.
Okay, there you go. Fire pit guy?
I wear flannels.
Start a fire with a match.
Well, yeah, a lighter.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. I know what Wyla means. If I know anything about you, have listened to this, Wyla means mine.
I guess probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, but every day at a time, he's getting a little bit sharper.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much better when little brother gets here. Because he's going to want to be a big brother.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he'll get over the sibling rival thing. You guys showing so much attention to the new baby.
Yeah.
You know, but when a new baby can start moving around a little bit, be like a big brother.
Yeah.
Have fun being
a
big brother.
Now, I don't know how to do that. I'm an only child, so curious to see if they can figure it out.
Yeah, you're not going to be good for any advice on that one.
Yeah, talk to your mom. You know, she has a bunch of siblings.
Maybe Walker.
Jill does have siblings.
Yes. Yes,
oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
Maybe Walker can give the new kid walking advice, and don't name this kid like the actual. Don't name him Walk.
Sure.
Yeah, name him something that doesn't put that in his brain.
Have you come up with a name yet?
Yeah. Well, we think.
Okay.
We got a leader in the clubhouse. But
all right. You don't want to disclose it yet.
It's not locked in.
Okay.
We had Walker.
Okay.
Is it Spike?
It's
Ike.
It's Brett.
Yeah,
I suggested Ike the first time around. He didn't like it.
Didn't get it done.
No.
How much would we have to raise on GoFundMe to choose to name your child?
Ooh, do I get to keep the money?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll give you guys the money.
Yes.
How much?
$5,000.
Man,
we could name your kid for $5,000.
I might have run that one by Joe.
Okay. Yeah. I was about to say, I'll go into the savings account.
Yeah, I was going to say, come back to us tomorrow as Jill tells you. Yeah, Jill tells you what's the name.
Well, I was going to say 10,000, but that seems a little
much. You didn't want to overshoot it.
Sure.
Yes. Jack's new son, Jalen.
Dude, OG Wade would do it. He was texting me a bet slip last night for over $5,000.
Really?
Yeah, he lost it, but he almost hit it.
Not going Bryce, huh?
No, and you guys already bullied me out of Mickey. Because you guys made it seem like it was about Mickey Moniak.
Well, of course.
It is about Mickey Moniak.
It's about Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not about Mickey Mantle.
It's not
it's
about,
not
Mickey,
about
Mantle.
Mickey Mantle.
I just think it's a good baseball name.
Turn your kid
it
into
a... It is a good baseball name.
Turn your kid into a bit. Yeah, yes. I respect it, but...
Everything's a bit.
Yeah. Good naming, Roy.
Roy?
Yeah.
Like Halliday? No.
Yeah, no, yeah. Roy was a big fan. You're a big fan of Roy.
No. Roy's a cool name.
It was pretty cool.
You don't hear it. There's not going to be any other Roys in his class.
It is one of my regrets. Elijah was almost a Kobe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Renee wasn't having it.
No.
Nah.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah. And now I see all these other kids named Kobe.
Kobe, yeah.
I'm like, we could have done at least a middle name.
Yeah.
Well, I still think the Isaiah Thomas one is the funniest. I think, didn't his dad like lose a bet or something, and that's why he named him Isaiah Thomas?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know.
I think it's something like that.
Really?
That's why he named his son.
You mean the second Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah, he named after Isaiah Thomas.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know.
I did not know that.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Joel Embiid, are you ready to see this through the rest of the Joel Embiid era, or do you want to give up? Just want to throw in the towel. Trade him, restart. 215-592-9494. Heavy in Huntington Valley?
Heavy,
you're on WIP.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What's up, Heavy?
I mean, I'm pretty frustrated. You know, we're coming into, you know, a very pivotal year. I mean, you know, Joel's probably got maybe 2 years left on where he could play at an extremely top level in the NBA before he starts declining. And, you know, I think we all know his decline is probably going to come pretty quickly. And it just seems like, you know, we're coming into the season and it just looks like this season's going to end up just being another disaster. I mean, he misses half the season last year, you know, goes into another playoffs, you know, another playoff series where he's not 100%. And then, you know, his most important thing of the year is, oh, I got to play in the Olympics. And it just seems like, you know, nobody on the Sixers, either at the executive level or on the coaching staff, said to him, you know, Joel, if we want to win an NBA championship, do you think it's really smart that you play in the Olympics, you know, for a country that, you know, you're not even from?
All right, that stuff's got to end. Heavy, real quick, on the he's not even from here. The guy has spent more time here, or as much time in this country as he spent in Cameroon. He is a citizen of the country. The fact that he likes the country enough to want to represent it in the Olympics is, I think, is positive to me. In a lot of ways, the entire, you know, there are more international NBA stars that are in the league now than have ever been, and I'd much rather have Joel Embiid playing for the U.S. than some other team, as Jokic isn't playing for this country. The whole not even from here thing, I think that stuff's got to go, honestly. I think it's disrespectful to him. It's disrespectful to the Olympic team. It's disrespectful to the country, to be quite honest with you. He's either a citizen here or he's not, and he is. So if you didn't want him to play, that's fine for basketball reasons. But because he's not from here, then why do you even cheer for him? He's not from Philadelphia either. You know, none of these players are from Philadelphia. Bryce Harper's not from Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts is not from Philadelphia. But they put on Philadelphia colors, right?
Well, you know, it's...
Do they or do they not? What's the difference? What's the difference between a player accepting a contract from a Philadelphia team and saying, this is my home now, I'm going to represent this team? What is the difference between that and Joel Embiid doing the exact same thing with the Olympic team?
Just more the fact that the Olympics has now become, you know, pretty much a free agency program. I'm happy that he represented the country. You know, they did a great job. They won. But nobody's going to look back at Joel Embiid's career and say, man, it was so pivotal that in the Olympics. Nobody's going to say that. And the fact now that he's coming into the season either not prepared physically or, you know, still feeling not 100% from last year's injury, I have to ask what his commitment is.
His commitment is he decided to play basketball this offseason at the highest level with the best players in the world. So let me ask you this. Here's my question for you. Let's make pretend he did not get injured in the Olympics. Let's just say for argument's sake. And let's say he misses the first 5 games of the year because he played for the Olympics. But that's all that happens because of the Olympics. Was it worth it to play in the Olympics?
I'm just making the argument that for somebody who is extremely injury prone, I have to question not just his commitment, but the team's ability to reel him in. And actually, I mean, it's a serious question.
But here's the response from the team.
Really,
here's the response from the team. Heavy, here's the response from the team. He doesn't play in the Olympics every other year he's been here, and he gets hurt anyway. Every year. And every year that he doesn't play in the Olympics, he comes into camp, and he's overweight. So this year, he did play in the Olympics. He came into the camp having lost a bunch of weight. So the commitment thing and the is this a good idea, it has to be a balance of those things. And if it wasn't working the other way, then letting him do this, I don't have a problem with the Olympics thing. I also don't think, thank you for the call, Heavy. I don't think it means that he is less committed to the Sixers. If anything, he has seemed more committed this year to doing the right things and having it go the right way. I don't know if it's going to work. And I understand the irritation of dealing with it right away. But the whole, well, we're already dealing with this and da-da-da-da, it just, this part of it doesn't matter as much. It just doesn't. And if their plan is to get him as physically capable as they can to get through an NBA season, and they haven't done that yet, then I'm fine with these games going away. I don't like the way that they did it. I thought it was deceptive to fans. I thought it was a bad look. I thought it was insulting in a lot of ways to fans. But if he gets through the year and he's healthy in the playoffs, whether he succeeds or not, it will have been worth it. It will have been worth it. And I'm glad they're not listening to this. And I hope, or I'm glad this isn't influencing them, the outrage over it, that sort of stuff. I hope they stick to the plan. But the Olympics thing, it just doesn't bother me. And I think the Olympics thing was worth a try. And him being surrounded by players like that, maybe that did have an influence as to his attitude coming into this season and how he's talking about the season and how you don't think that those other players, when he was with them, said like, look, dog, like those regular season awards are fine, but winning is what we are judged on.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you would assume has happened, you know, when these guys have gotten together over the last decade or so with these teams, a lot of those players usually do go off and have pretty good seasons following the Olympics. They just do. I mean, they do. So, and not only that, I know Paul George wasn't in the Olympics, right?
No, he was not.
He was not there.
No.
But a lot of those relationships were formed on that Olympic team. That's how the Heatles
happened.
That's how they came together. Yeah.
So these him building those relationships, look, it's not perfect. It sucks. The anxiety that the team brings us is, I could understand just checking out and saying, I'm not dealing with this team right now. I get all of that, but I think it pushes people into a corner where they say things that maybe they don't mean, or they're just frustrated.
Well, a lot of it is out of frustration.
Frustration. Yeah, I
think a lot of it is out of frustration. I think there's nothing that triggers Philadelphia 76ers fans more than Embiid's hurt again.
Yes.
Like, that is it's like, oh, God, here we go. Mm-hmm. Like, that's your first reaction. And I get it. I would tell everybody, man, just take a deep breath. Look forward to January when he's probably going to start playing on a little more regular basis. Right? We don't have to care about the in-season tournament. Listen to Elliot and tell us how important that is.
Right. He loves all the unimportant.
Yeah, to go out and win. But, you know, for not really having any really true alternative, what else are we...
What are we going to do?
Yeah, like, what else are we going to do?
It's the best option. It's not a good option, but it's the best option. That's what I was trying to tell Elliot yesterday. He was like, well, I don't like that contract. He's like, well, sorry.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. We're committed.
Yes. All right. We will finish up the conversation on Embiid. We have until 6 o'clock here. That's when the show runs to.
Well, because plus, I'm pretty sure people are headed to the game.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, what time's the game start tonight? Is it a 7 o'clock game?
7:30.
7:30 game?
Well, 7:30 officially. I think the TNT games are usually like 15 minutes after the...
Oh, we're ESPN tonight.
Are we?
Yeah, I think so.
ESPN tonight, yeah.
Yeah.
So ESPN, I'll have to ask our friend Sixers Adam. Sixers Adam usually knows. The ESPN, one of the two starts right on time, and the other one starts 15 minutes later.
TNT starts mostly right on time.
Okay, and ESPN is...
ESPN's a nonsense where that game's not starting until 7:45.
Well, that's good because I got to get home.
I know.
To watch the game.
And listen, get excited. They're handing out T-shirts. They're on the seats for the game tonight. Yep, it's a big one.
You ought to give the people something.
Yeah, seriously.
Give them two T-shirts.
Yeah, really.
And a hot dog.
Yeah.
And then Buzz will freeze it.
Yes. Buzz walking into a Sixers game with a cup of refried beans.
Not many hot dogs at the Sixers games.
I don't see a lot of hot dogs there.
That crowd is not buying a lot of hot dogs.
It's not a hot dog crowd. Coming up next, the return of the Jackie Baseball Report.
I gotta get down there, man.
Today is a very important anniversary in Philly's history, and we will celebrate that in the Jackie Baseball Report next. Also, finish our conversation on Embiid. By the way, if you're, well, you're probably not on the way to the game yet.
Is it early?
Yeah, 2 hours.
People don't tailgate basketball games.
If you're on your way, and this is the first time you're hearing the show, we're here every day 2 to 6, and we're the best show. So listen to us. Jackie Baseball Report is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Well, let me tell you about one of the biggest events of the year going on right now through October 26th. It's the Mark's Jewelers annual half-off, half-the-store sale. That's right, 50% off select diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, diamond bracelets, earrings, watches, and more. Mark's Jewelers half-off, half-the-store sale is happening at both Mark's Jewelers locations in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel. Get an early jump on the holidays with the perfect gift from Mark's. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
Save me, but I'm down to one last prayer. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Maybe 6 feet, it's so far down. So Creed, I know we said we're going to do a show trip to see Creed.
Yeah.
They are doing another cruise.
Oh, ooh, cruise!
Creed cruise?
Are we going to go on the Creed cruise?
Wow.
Dude.
How expensive is that?
Pretty expensive.
That's pretty expensive.
I'd be scared of going on a cruise. I think I would just throw up the whole time. I get seasick. I'm a big baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you got to do like the 5-day cruise. Or even a 4-day cruise.
Like a shorter one?
Yeah, like a shorter one.
Yeah.
I've done the 7-day cruise.
I'm scared of cruises. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's safe to say that was the last time I did it. That was 20
really?
Years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. I worked with a guy named Gil at YSP, and he went on a cruise. And when he came back from the cruise,
I want to name baby number two Gil.
Gil,
yeah. What a name!
Oh, the guy's name alone.
I can't even. When you said Gil,
yeah,
I didn't think of Gilly. As I should have.
No, this guy's not a Gilly.
Yeah. I thought of a different Gil.
Which Gil?
Well, from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't watch that show.
No, so gotta get that in the repertoire.
Yeah, I do. The problem is
that was the early Gil. That was like season two, right?
The problem with a show like that is that when you don't keep up with it, I look at the amount of episodes, and it's so daunting that I can't even conceive of watching that show. Anyway, Gil went on a cruise, and when he came back, he still felt like he was on the water for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
When he would walk around.
Legs was,
you don't have your sea legs.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Nah, sea legs are great.
And Creed's doing Madison Square Garden, but I don't feel like going to Madison Square Garden. No, just they'll come back here next summer.
Come on, man. Nah. I've never been to the Garden.
You want to go see Creed at the Garden?
Man.
Yeah.
I think it's during the week. We'd probably have to do the show at Fan or something.
Oh, okay. There's in Manhattan, right?
Yeah. Yes, that's where Madison Square Garden is.
I thought it was in the Garden.
No,
anyway.
It's in Hell's Kitchen.
By the way, Gil ended up being like Better Call Saul from Breaking Bad.
Yes,
like,
he started. I sure did.
Well, he was in Seinfeld originally, and then he went to Curb, and then he turned into.
I didn't even know he was on Seinfeld.
I'm gonna have to look to see who this guy is because I probably recognize him.
Saul, don't you?
Yeah,
Saul Goodman.
Yeah. Oh, it's that guy.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, he's great.
Yeah, we're purposely not using the name he used in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Bob
Odenkirk. Yeah. Great actor.
I would have never guessed his real name.
I know. Yeah. Odenkirk's a tough last name.
Yeah. Let's do I watched one season of Better Call Saul. I thought it was boring. Everybody loved it. I thought it was a little boring. All right. Let's do a little baseball. We'll bring the baseball
it's
back.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Has Jackie Baseball.
Is that the guy fighting Elliot? In the subway?
It could have been.
Yeah.
It could have been.
Yeah.
So we start off this Jackie Baseball Report. Take you back to 2022. A moment that Spike just continues to disrespect. But when our guy had his big moment.
Quite a moment.
It's just such a shame that we're sitting here.
Yeah.
Everyone got so used to the deep playoff runs.
Yeah.
It was like, we got October booked up.
Well, the sad thing will be, the fear I have now is that ends up being
the high watermark.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. That's definitely.
Oh, that is all of our fear.
Yes.
That is all of our fear.
That the best part has already happened.
It's already happened, yes.
By the way, got filled in thanks to our friend Jeff Gordon from Live Nation. The Creed Three Doors Down is actually the Friday after Thanksgiving. So
we're not even working.
Working that day.
Where is it?
Madison Square Garden. Would be Ike's never. Oh, see, Ike wanted to go. And now that it's a reality that we could go.
I think I'm already locked into something.
And I might be too.
On that Friday.
Oh, really? Okay. We'll have to wait. Well, you guys.
I think it's a concert.
Really?
Or it's either a concert or a comedy show.
Okay.
You're doing another Joe Conklin comedy
show? No. This is actually.
Is he at some other high school in South Jersey?
Wow.
It was just a joke. Easy. Relax. But I mean, what? How many?
JoeConklin.com.
Yeah, JoeConklin.com.
What's next? Elementary school?
No.
Whoa. Well, you'll bring the snacks, right? Everybody gets apple slices.
Exactly. That's what everyone's getting at Halloween.
Yeah.
That's what everyone's getting at Halloween. So, Jackie Baseball, a couple things I want to play here.
Yeah.
First, Ken Rosenthal on the Phillies' plans this offseason. We get two pieces of Ken Rosenthal audio. Second one, a little bit more interesting. But Ken Rosenthal on what he's hearing about what the Phillies are going to do this offseason. I am getting about sick and tired. I appreciate it. I'm just getting so sick and tired of Dave Dombrowski not afraid to make a move. He's been here for 3 years.
Yeah.
At some point, you got to make a tough decision. He has not made a tough decision.
No, he's just signed guys.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this offseason, he's going to be put in a position where he has to make a tough decision. And I think my guy may be the one. Yeah, yeah. I think he may be the one that's on the chopping block.
Also,
just the whole personality and mentality thing.
Now, because that's one thing they need to fix in there. Is not that, again, it's not a bad locker room, but they need an ass kicker.
Yeah, man, we need a little, yeah.
And I said this to Rob, our program director, earlier. I'm just feeling that Middleton is going to do something that is not financially smart in a way that benefits us.
Oh, that sounds like Mike Trout to me.
That is financially dumb.
You said not smart.
Well, I know that they are not the Mets, right? In turn, he's not Steve Cohen money,
right.
And it's not New York and all that kind of stuff. But I just feel like he's going to be sitting around and thinking about this year.
Mm-hmm. How it ended.
And there's going to be a check he may have to write. And he's going to say to himself, what am I going to do? Not do this?
Yeah, bleep it.
Yeah, I'm going to let this opportunity that I have go because of money. Yeah. Now look,
I'm gonna let Steve Cohen get all the. He'll outspend anyone.
Yeah.
Kind of bucks.
I feel like something like that
is
gonna happen.
He is competitive.
Best point you made with the whole Soto thing, regardless if you believe he's 25 or not, because he may be. I haven't seen a 25-year-old look as old as Juan Soto since LeBron was 25 years old. Yeah.
And it has happened.
It happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But your point is they need the next star here, not only just a name, but an actual player standpoint, because these guys are hitting 30 and they're going to decline. And you need to have an infusion of something here. And you need like a Juan Soto. Like to me, they need a star like that. What's the kid in Kansas City? He's not a damn free agent. Bobby Witt Jr. He's not a free agent.
No, he's not.
Right? But you need that's sort of what you need.
You need a bridge to whatever the next sort of core and era is going to be.
How about this? You need to get a Bryce Harper that we got 7 years ago, six years ago, whenever it was we got Bryce,
yes.
6 years ago.
Yes, you need a new. You look at the players that are in the World Series, and we have good players for sure. But you look at you look at the Giancarlo Stanton during the regular season is not any great shakes. But when you look at Judge Soto Stanton or Soto Judge Stanton. In a row.
Man.
Look, Soto had Soto and Judge, I think, had the two highest OPSs in baseball, or number one and number three. Mm-hmm. I think they're the two.
Otani would have been probably one.
No, he wasn't.
Two.
He might have been two.
I think it was two. Yeah, Judge is one. Judge is one, and he is two.
And then you look at the other team, and then there's Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman.
Teoscar.
We're just not. Our star power is good. Our star power is not that star power. And if we're going to be the kind of team that and the last thing before we get to this thing, which I think it will take you to this thing, and it speaks to what you said about Dombrowski. You keep talking about Juan Soto. I would love to sign Juan Soto. The Yankees traded for Juan Soto this past offseason. Anybody could have traded for Juan Soto. And they didn't give away some giant package of stuff to get Juan Soto. We could have traded for Juan Soto. We could have traded for Juan Soto. We could have been the ones who are saying, go ahead and leave this thing. You know, that the Yankees are in the best position to do right now. So don't forget that, is that those opportunities come, and also they come with risk. The Yankees had to trade for Juan Soto knowing for sure that there was a chance that they might not be able to keep him. And not only that there would be a chance that they couldn't keep him, but a chance that the crosstown rival could take him from you.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it anyway.
Well, and they got a lot of fan pressure.
Yes.
Which I think
helps.
Feels like, hopefully, it's happening with the Phillies this offseason. And the back to the point about the Stars, it's supposed to be Trey. And I don't, I don't think we feel like Trey is that guy.
No.
No.
Can be a complimentary player, but when you need a second star.
No. Mm-mm. He's just not.
Not.
Nope.
But this was what Ken Rosenthal said about the Juan Soto sweepstakes and how he sees it playing out. It's starting at 500. It's starting at 500.
It's starting there.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
He had the stones to turn out a $400-something million contract years ago.
Yes.
Yeah, he's definitely not.
Now, it was probably deferral-based.
Like, oh, yeah, because that's what Washington does.
Contracts do. I don't think it was
right. Does that mean he's not going to go for that then?
Well, hopefully he would. Listen, a lot of money's coming off the books in 2028.
Right.
Well, if you're deferring it to to a time during the contract,
right.
I think that's different than deferring it to the next
after the
30
contract,
years.
Yeah.
I look, just try. Try for real.
They have to try.
And I think I do agree with Rosenthal that if they are in it, the Mets will. It'll be hard to outbid the Mets with all the money. They have $180 million coming off their payroll, so they have plenty to spend. But just, man, he solves a lot of problems. He solves a lot of problems. And and the thing, your point about Trey, the thing that Trey does at his best, you shouldn't have to pay $30 million a year for. You know, Steve Kwan is over there with Cleveland making $6 million a year and hitting 300 and hitting 15 home runs.
If they can find a way to get, and not to make this about Steven Kwan versus Juan Soto, but
Steven Kwan would be perfect.
I would love Steven Kwan.
Would be a we look for a leadoff hitter? There is your perfect leadoff hitter.
Would you trade Painter for him?
Yes. Steven Kwan's what, 26?
Steven Kwan's a good player.
He's an awesome player, and he gets better.
Talk about if you want to replace Schwarber's leadoff hitter?
Yeah, that power that he has now, he did not have when he first came up. So if he can be a 15-home run guy, he can probably be a 20-home run guy. I don't know. Big Steven Kwan guy. Well, anything else? Oh, no. Oh, you play the other thing.
Yeah
there you go. Yeah, I think he's going to do something. I think Middleton is going to push him to do something, not just trade someone, but spend some money. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Their half-off sale is going on right now at Mark's Jewelers. Good time, right around the holidays. For more info, go to marks-jewelers.com. Are you ready to throw in the towel on the Joel Embiid era of the Sixers, or do you still have hope? 52% throw in the towel, 48% still have hope. Got to get this to work. Justin in Tennessee. Justin, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
What up, Justin?
I'm not a big NBA guy, but I want to touch on it real quick. They can't blow it up because they can't draft. Because if they could draft, they'd have took Dalton Knecht instead of that Dookie kid.
Justin.
Exactly. You took a real star. I don't care that he's 23 years old.
Anytime you can draft a 23-year-old former junior college guy,
hey, man,
you got to do it.
If he can play, he can play.
He led the country in scoring, SEC Player of the Year, all that. But anyway, this is what I wanted to touch on real quick. Y'all were talking about the grade you would give Howie for his offseason. I would think, this is just my opinion, I would think the draft grade would help raise things more because those are unknowns, really. And when you sign free agents, you're signing those guys because you already know what they can do pretty much in the league. You've seen them play for the most part. And if they don't live up to it, you know, that's – yeah, you've signed them, but those rookies, you don't know what they can do. We all had huge hopes for Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, and so far they're living up to it right now, you know. I mean, they're the highest-graded DBs, you know, as far as rookies, and I think what Cooper's had the highest grade the last 2 weeks as far as DBs. I know it's early, but I would use the draft grade to raise him a little higher, in my opinion. I mean, what do y'all think?
I'm stumped.
Yeah, I don't know.
you wouldn't use, like, you know what I'm saying? That would be more prominent in the grade. You know what I'm saying?
What would be more prominent in the grade?
Like how well the rookies have done. Like what he done in the draft with Quinyon and getting Cooper DeJean, how they played.
That's what his strength is at.
Yeah, that's his strength.
Yeah, that's the strength. Yeah, the free agents, other than obviously Zach Bond and Saquon, is where he kind of fell off at.
Yeah, I don't know how I Here's how I look at it. Rather than putting more emphasis on one rather than the other, they used both things to try to fill holes on the football team. And my answer would be, did that player fill that hole on the football team? Now, that is different for different free agents. Devin White was a one-year signing, didn't work, whatever. Bryce Huff, that is a significant signing, and it's not a draft pick, but they obviously thought that Bryce Huff would be here for a number of years playing that position. So to me, striking out on Bryce Huff is almost no different than striking out on a first-round pick. You know,
That's going to be tough. Like I said, yeah, we know it's early and all that stuff, but it ain't looking good for him so far. So, real quick before I go, I got another question for you.
Yes.
Right now, I know we said we're done with the LTBB, but there's another community, what I've heard, is starting up.
Oh.
We need to know who would be the president of that community, and it's called the LDTD. Let's Ditch the Duke. So who would be the president? Would that be Spike or would that be Jack?
Let's Ditch the Duke you're giving Jack a lot of ammunition for toward the end of the season.
There's stuff floating out there.
Listen,
I don't know who the president is.
I was looking at some quarterbacks today. Nussmeier to get his son here, and then maybe a little second round pick.
He's supposed to be pretty good. Yeah.
All I want, get the ball in the hands of the playmakers. Yeah. Give me that guy.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I don't know. Would it be Jack or Spike? Because Spike's hated on the Duke quite a bit. But anyway, y'all had a heck of a show today. Love the top five. And Jack, just wait till you get Walker potty trained and he can kind of take his diaper off, because I had a buddy. He scolded his kid one time, and the kid took a crap in his work boot, and he didn't know it till he put the work boot on it next morning. So we had a good joke out of that.
Yeah,
anyway,
that sounds like a
I'll get out
diabolical.
And go. Love you, boys. I mean,
I do.
All right, brother.
Thank you, Justin. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
That's the truth.
Every day.
I don't know. We want me to tell you.
Yeah, I know. This show is so good at almost getting the truth.
Yeah, stuff runs together, man. I can't remember all the details.
Dude, every time we do a next question with a pop culture thing, it has at least four instances of me and Ike trying to figure out something that Ike has forgotten about.
Well, you used to get so mad at us in the 4 months when you weren't here yet.
Yeah.
It's hard to think on your feet.
Yeah.
Now, also, I'm a liability.
Yeah,
I totally.
You're wrong about so many things. You say them assuredly.
That's the key to this whole thing.
Yeah. What's next? Is that Howard?
He was doing a bit last night.
I did hear a lot of.
I'm not listening.
Kissing both cheeks.
Yeah, you did.
Of Joel Embiid. He's still doing that bit. He's been on 30 years of kissing ass cheeks.
Rival between father and son.
It's unbelievable.
I'm not doing that now. I was going to dive into that, but I'm not diving into it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
What's next?
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
Well, guess what, Josh?
Yeah.
You may be missing both your stars this week.
Yeah.
I don't know if Jaden Daniels is playing Sunday.
He didn't practice today.
Yeah.
So I saw that. Yeah. But they scored 40 points with Marcus Mariota.
Who knew?
What the hell? Dude, when he was here, he looked like
he looked like he never played quarterback before.
How'd they score 40 points? I saw the 40 points and I said, oh, Daniels must have come back in.
Right.
Nope. He threw two passes.
Yep. He did.
And they play the Panthers. Bryce Young's back this weekend.
That's right. Bryce Young is back this week.
Dude, Washington might be just good.
Yeah. Until they play us.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
In this city?
What's
Thursday
next?
Night.
Oh, J.J. Redick.
Oh, J.J.
Yeah,
J.J.
Man.
Won his first game.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Did you guys take the under on Bronny last night?
No, I didn't bet it.
I didn't touch it.
Yeah, well.
Oh, you didn't bet it?
No.
Yeah.
Look, I have some morals.
Timberwolves are going to find out real quick that Julius Randle is not a guy they should be playing. So last night was the first instance of just sit the guy and you'll be fine. What's next?
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. Yeah, the Broads mixing in a couple of, hey, it doesn't take you a long time jokes along with Flyers and 50 is going to be every single time.
We might need to up Flyers and 50 from once a week to twice a week.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. It's only 50, and the way they're going, it's going to be Flyers and 30
exactly
in a couple
right.
of weeks. What's next? That one's fair. That one's fair. Difference is, Elliot said Embiid was cooked.
Yes.
A big difference.
It set the wrong tone for the conversation.
Well, he does this thing.
It sets the wrong tone for a debate.
I'm just like, he's close to cooked. Well, what do you mean he's close to cooked? I don't like that contract. Well, what would you have done? I don't know. I just, he's close to cooked. Oh, my God. Elliot. We got to pick a winner for next question.
Uh-huh.
The winner gets a 4-pack of tickets to the Brotherly Love card show in Philly on Saturday and a meet and greet / autograph session with none other than Ike Reese.
I'll let your boy. Unwound your butt cheeks.
To the PA Convention Center in Philly. The question was, who had a short but high peak? Now, we picked Fernando Valenzuela, who did pitch for 15 years in Major League Baseball.
Yes. So.
But and he wasn't Philly.
He was ever as popular as he was
that
year.
Yeah.
Where, yes, he did. They did win the World Series.
They did win the World Series.
We were wrong just about everything. We got a good next question.
Hey, man, loud and wrong.
Yes.
That's our motto.
Yep. So what are our options here, Jack?
So Tasty Cake down with Andrew Dice Clay. Noel with Jeremy Lin. Todd in Mount Laurel with Freddie Mitchell. Spud Webb by Andy in Westchester. Chris in Middletown with MC Hammer. And Yoshi with Buster Douglas.
Yeah, I think it's Buster Douglas or Jeremy Lin. Those are the two.
All right, yeah. Yoshi's hanging out with Spike. Or hanging out with Ike over the weekend.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I'm hanging out with Yosh?
Yeah, we'll give him the tickets. He's gonna,
all right.
You're going to have to autograph four things for him.
Let's go.
All right, we will be... Fritz is 6 tonight?
Yep.
What do you got lined up?
Ah, we're overreacting to the Embiid thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, might as well. People are going to the game. Might as well.
They're fine.
Fritz at 6 is next. We will be back with you tomorrow. We thank you so much for listening. You know, when this show is over, sometimes it's a bad feeling. You don't like that the show is over. Another bad feeling is when you don't got any more hot water in your house. You need to replace the water heater. Well, I got two words for you. It's not Suck It. It's Bradford White. Bradford White is built to be the best. That is the water heater that you need. Maybe we're talking about your home water heater. You need hot water for your family, you. Maybe you're talking about your business, for your employees. Whatever it is, Bradford White's going to hook you up with the performance you expect and you deserve. And I say built to be the best. It is the best. It is made 100% in the USA. It's going to last longer than any other water heater you could buy. And they want it installed by the best. Not a do-it-yourself type thing. They want a plumbing pro to do it so it is done right. You get all of the advantages of a Bradford White water heater. So when it's time, when you don't have any more hot water, I want you to remember Bradford White. I want you to go to bradfordwhite.com, find a plumbing pro near you, and get it done.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.